This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch multiple development projects in Assam today. He arrived at Golaghat last evening. Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lasit Borphukan Police Academy and lay the foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in the presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal at Dergaon in Golaghat district. This afternoon, the Home Minister will visit Mizoram to take part in a function related to the relocation of the Assam Rifles base from the heart of Aizawl city to Zokhaun Swang. All competitive examinations conducted through the Maharashtra Public Service Commission, MPSC, will be held in Marathi. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis made the announcement in the State Legislative Council while responding to a question raised by Shiv Sena UBT legislator Milind Narvekar. The Chief Minister said that MPSC exams are already being held in both Marathi and English. However, the courts had earlier ruled that certain exams, particularly those related to agricultural engineering, must be conducted only in English. This decision was based on the unavailability of textbooks in Marathi for these subjects. However, after discussing the matter, the Maharashtra government pointed out that new textbooks will be made available in Marathi as per the new education policy. The Chief Minister emphasized that even if textbooks are not yet available, the exams will eventually be conducted in Marathi with the help of new materials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of March. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Jammu and Kashmir, the weather department has said that light to moderate rain will continue during the next 24 hours, accompanied by snowfall in scattered areas. The weathermen predicted that light to moderate rains will lash Jammu and Kashmir in the coming days. However, the weather is expected to improve from tomorrow, with scattered areas likely to receive light rain on that day. A yellow alert has been issued by the weather department, cautioning against isolated snow and lightning over Jammu and Kashmir. In its advisory, the weather department has said that the travellers, tourists and transporters are advised to follow administration and traffic advisory, while farmers have been advised to suspend farm operations till the 16th of March. U.S. President Donald Trump has lauded U.S. discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin regarding a U.S. proposed ceasefire in Ukraine as good and productive. This comes after Putin and U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff met in Moscow on Thursday evening, after which the Kremlin said it shared the cautious optimism of the U.S. over a peace process. Trump, in a social media post, expressed hope, stating that there is a very good chance that this horrible, bloody war can finally come to an end. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, however, accused Putin of trying to drag out talks to continue the war. In the Women's Premier League WLPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians in the title clash at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. For the third time, Delhi Capitals will try their luck in the finals of WPL as they will be up against the home side Mumbai Indians on a batting-friendly pitch. Former Australian skipper Meg Lanning-led Delhi Capitals are coming off a solid league stage, having won 5 and lost 3 out of 8 matches, finishing on top to earn a direct spot in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.